You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway. I want to be a producer.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective podcast. I am Ken Davenport, and I'm so excited about today's guest, because if you are interested in Broadway and the theater, then you, without a doubt, have read today's guest. But today, you're going to hear from him. I'm honored to have in me one of the most influential people in the world of theater, the chief drama critic of the New York Times, Ben Brantley. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Now, this is the part of the podcast where I'd usually talk about some of the things my guest has done and list their credits. But I think the title Chief Drama Critic of the New York Times says it all. Although part of me wants to introduce him like a movie trailer, the man who makes producers' dreams come true or can break a heart with a few strokes of his pen, but I won't do that. So, Ben, let's just start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. How did you get to the chief critic desk?
Oh, it was a long and winding road. The first job interview I had outside of college was with John Fairchild, who was the head of Fairchild Publications, died recently. But he asked me if I could have any job in the world. What would it be? And I said, chief theater critic of the New York Times. And we both sort of laughed at that because it seemed like an impossible dream. It obviously wasn't what I was interviewing for. And I did get the job there covering sportswear news for Women's Wear Daily. From there, I wound up covering fashion for them. I went to their Paris office. From there, I went to work for Tina Brown for 7 years, first at Vanity Fair, then The New Yorker. At the same time, I was doing movie reviews for Elle magazine. My first editor there was Alex Witchell, who was engaged to a man named Frank Rich, who was then the theater critic of The New York Times. When they were looking for a new second string critic, she said, well, I know you like theater. Do you mind if we throw your name into the hat? Or Frank actually called and asked that. And I said, oh, yeah, right. And then it happened very quickly. And I've been there for, oh, gosh, 22 years.
So where did the love of theater come from? What was the first moment?
Oh, it was really early. My mother had been in love with theater, had studied at the Provincetown Playhouse. But I grew up in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. My granddad taught Shakespeare, so I was read, you know, Lamb's Tales of Shakespeare even when I was before I could actually properly read. And the university, or college it was then, Wake Forest, where my dad worked, had a very active theater department. And when they needed a spare kid, I went into that. And it was magic for me. I mean, theater and books I fell in love with around the same time. And they've been, you know, two loves that haven't let me down.
And do you remember the first Broadway show you
sure,
saw?
Sure, absolutely. It was Follies, the original Follies. I was, I think, 15. It was the first time I came to New York, and it happened to be the show my dad had gotten tickets for, with Alexis Smith, Dorothy Collins, John McMartin, who is still very active. And it was... Oh, it was thrilling, the musical numbers, the staging. It was the perfect introduction to Broadway, now that I look back on it, and that it was sort of an elegy for a Broadway that was disappearing. It was, I mean, having a Stephen Sondheim show for the first time, and also to see movie stars of that vintage. Well, Dorothy Collins was more television, radio. But some of the, like, who's the woman who sang Broadway Baby? Ethel Shudda, and... Hattie, what was her name? It was a whole generation of stars that was really a kind of last hurrah for them. And it was highly memorable. And I've seen about six Follies in different versions since then.
Was it the most memorable? If you could rate all the Follies you've seen, like, what did your 15-year-old self review it back then? What did you think?
I loved the staging, loved the songs. I had a problem with the book.
Do you still have a problem with the book?
Yes, I do. But I think it can be worked around. The music is celestial, and the music carries so much of the meaning, as it often does with Sondheim, because it's layer upon layer of memories within a single song, and also the sense of the past, kind of the friction between the past and the present, and sort of the paralysis that results sometimes when, you know, you're standing in the middle of the floor and not going left, not going right.
What was the first review you ever wrote?
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.